Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and welcome to the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we connect with your higher self, release your limiting beliefs, and create your unreal life. Today's morning motivation episode is entitled, It's Happening For You. Hello, hello. Welcome to your morning motivation for today. My name is Lindsay Amico. I am a mindset coach and the founder of Picture Perfect Mind, and I am here to really give you a really a motivational pep talk led by a card pull for today so that you can be as excited or focused or calm, etc. You receive the message that you need to receive today to have the absolute best day possible. So with that said, let's get into it. I'm using the Work Your Light Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell today. Oop, we got two that just fell out. Okie dokie. Okay, so we got Trust the Niggle. What is the niggling feeling trying to tell you? And the ever unfolding rose. Cracked open. It's happening for you, not to you. So here's what I'm receiving instantly from these cards. There might be something happening in your life that you are resisting. There might be something that is less than ideal. It may feel like it's been going on for quite a long time. It may feel unfair. You may be in comparison or shame or regret. Maybe you're unwilling to let go of something or move forward because you're so fixated on trying to make it work. For if you let it go, your ego is telling you it wouldn't have been worth it. I am feeling like there's just something coming up that feels out of your control. It feels, whether it's career, love, whether it is money or something around your family, and everyone is going through something different right now, of course. So take what applies to you today. There's just something that feels out of your control, and that's a part of the human experience. And in my presentations that I give to organizations, I talk about imaginary suffering, and it's the suffering that's created by the thinking mind that comes from not being fully present, projecting into the future and anticipating or fixating on the past, and maybe even looking at a situation in your life and just wondering how long it's going to last. How long is this pain going to last? And not really being in a place of full acceptance. So, but let's say you just started your own business and you know, you've been in it for 6 months, 2 years, whatever it is, and you're fixating on how it's not bringing in enough money, right? That fixation of what is happening and those emotions associated with that, and it's okay to feel your feelings, but if it's day in and day out and you just can't really feel like you can pull yourself out of that, that's what's going to be continuing in your life. You're going to find more and more evidence for it. You're just going to feel like you're almost in Groundhog Day. And we've all been there. It's like these lessons in life that we're all learning, right? We're all constantly going through and evolving. So not putting down where you are right now by any means. I'm just pointing out that if it just feels like crap and it feels like, how did I get here and why did I do this? And you just kind of are down on yourself. I want you to give yourself permission today to say it's okay. And every decision that I have made leading up to this point and every decision that I will make moving forward is leading me to exactly to where I am supposed to be. So I give you permission today to let yourself off the hook and to not belittle yourself or put yourself down or berate yourself or let anyone else tell you that. And I want you to know that this time is for you and it's not going to last forever. There's something in your intuition that is telling you what to do. So this could be in your gut. This could be in your third eye. This could be something you need to say, but there's this knowing. Maybe it's in your heart and you're not fully expressing it. And you're not even fully owning it for yourself. So when you have that intuition and that knowing that you need to say something, you need to do something, and you're ignoring it, you're fighting against your own soul. So whatever you are experiencing today, I didn't mean for this message to come across as deep, like super deep or dark or anything. It feels a bit heavy, and this is intended to be a really uplifting morning motivation, but this one almost feels like truth bomb slash comfort, like a deep void of comfort that you are being held in, that you can trust your intuition on this one. And even if you don't understand how things are going to fall into place, you are being guided to show up in the way you're being called to show up. And even if it's difficult, even if you do it and you're like, oh my gosh, like everything's falling apart, or you look around and you're like, what is happening? Things are falling apart so that new things can come in that are aligned for you. Because when you actually start listening to your intuition and you start speaking your truth and you start listening to your soul and you start making the decisions that are actually in alignment for you, even if it feels really hard at first, the life that will come through for you is going to be so out of this world. You're going to be astonished. You're going to be blown out of the water, because anything that comes through after listening to your intuition and doing what's in alignment and accepting what you're going through and just caring for yourself in whatever state it is, this state could be today, this state could be lasting a week, a month, a year. We all go through things, but when you care for yourself and you have compassion for yourself during these more difficult times and you become your top priority so that you can be there for others and you can, like I just keep saying, I keep seeing this like realignment with your life, what comes out on the other side is going to be exactly right for you. So this, you know, I think of this card with breakups. When you're going through it and your heart is hurting so much and you have the deep love for the other person and you just can't imagine living a life without them at that moment because you're so deeply entrenched in what's going on. But then on the other side, you're free and you meet the people you're supposed to meet. So, what is your intuition telling you today? What is the lesson that is coming out on the other side of the journey that you're going through? This can be the smallest inconvenience to the greatest challenge. We're all going through varying levels of challenges right now. And everyone, every day is experiencing something different. So take a look at something, you know, maybe this didn't resonate completely with you, and that's okay. Take a look at something that is less than perfect in your life. And today, ask yourself the question, how could this be happening for me? Hypothetically, how is this situation serving me and helping me to evolve and grow for the future? So that is what I have today, my friends. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Of course, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Happy, happy Friday. And I will be talking to you soon. Have a fabulous rest of your day.